I'm convinced that Krishna is my protector, but now I understand in Raganuga Bhakti that these concepts of Krishna as Bhagavan, they are Aishvarya. One sees Krishna more as friend or lover. But so should I try to remove these impressions of Krishna as Bhagavan? On the one hand, they're very good, but
when Raganuga Bhakti, that is Supra Sattva, will come, you automatically forget it.
Yeah.
By the grace of Yoga Maya. If Krishna is not Bhagavan, you believe.
Yeah.
And then the action and past tense of Krishna is like ordinary person.
Ah, yeah.
Then everything will be.
Yeah.
So Madhur Bhakti is that Madhurya Ras, whether there is Aishwarya or not Aishwarya.
Yeah.
Krishna should be Bhagavan. Whether there is Aishwarya or not Aishwarya, but it is like human action.
Yeah.
Narvatani. That is called Madhurya. The Krishna is full of Aishwarya always, but hidden by Yoga Maya. So up to the stage of Narada and Brahma, Uddhava, they all know that Krishna is Bhagavan. We also know it Bhagavan. But by doing Raganuga Bhajan, when we reach to that point, Yoga Maya will do what she should.
Yeah. They cannot beforehand be changed.
No.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Krishna will be ordinary person.
Yeah.
And what is that deed we can also do, then everything will be as well.
Then,
but
we
will not try to know the tattva jnana
more.
By his past times hearing, everything is about what is necessary for us. When we hear Damodar Leela, some Aishwarya is in there, when he killed Agasur, Bakasur, when he took Vardhan, Aishwarya came. So what is necessary, it will all come.
Another question about Krishna as Bhagavan, similar. In Bhagavad Gita, 8th chapter, Krishna says, who at the end of life, at the end of his life, whoever thinks of me, he will come to me at the time of death. So that is also thinking of Krishna as Bhagavan. So in Raganuga Bhakti, at the time of death, is there a different prayer or a different sentiment? Or the same
prayer? Raganuga Bhakti automatically comes. Like worldly means, he does not die. He removes this thing. When we die, when we sleep, we cannot control our mind and heart. It is out of control. Likewise, when a man is going to die on deathbed, he has no control upon anything. He can remember the things what he has done. So if a man has done Raganuga Bhajan purely, and Shuddha Sat has come from Ragatmik Jan, then in the end, he will he can remember all these pastimes. So he will be Swarup Mukti. Like Krishna associates, that is like Gopi or Go. And he will come in the womb of Gopi. Either he will come as a Gopi.
So you're saying there's no question of choosing a prayer at the time of death. Whatever you are, that will be it.
Always control. In control.
In control. Out of control.
In control at that time. If he has done Raganga Bhajan or anybody. And he has done, but anyhow, that remembers come and he has not right mature.
Yeah.
Even that time, if he remembers Krishna, he will go to that. But it is very hard to remember. Only they can remember. Always chanting and remembering Krishna. And Ashakti has come. Mamata has also come. Automatically. I remember that at the time of my operation, they gave me something and I became fine.
Yeah.
But yet I was feeling only Krishna, Krishna, chanting Krishna. And when I got up, in sense, I was remembering. Gopa were telling that we are remembering. We are feeling that we are remembering. Hare Krishna. So, I feel that
Ajamil always remembered her son, his son.
Yes.
So, at that time, his senses were out of control, yet he remembered her, his son. So likewise.
Our Prabhupada taught that a person should always think that death may come at any moment. Of course, this is very sober, a good thought, but is this thought for an ordinary bhakta? What is a more advanced attitude toward death?
If he is not mature, then he will again go in any good birth. And he will have guru, he will have all associates, which is helping, and again he will do bhajan and sadhan, and then he will have chance to do bhajan more. What we have got in this life, very easily sadhu sangha, very easily all the books, very easily we understood all the meanings, good meaning, very deep meanings, automatically comes. So Krishna helps in everything becomes easy. If I will be not mature in this life, again we'll have chance. We'll have to see only that we should do no offering and gradually go up. Sometimes it so becomes that I have not thought of anything. Ask me a question which I have never heard or thought about that. But solution of that question come easy. And then I also strange that how it came. So if there are liberated persons, realized persons, why not?
Yes.
So Krishna gives everything, makes it easy, sadhu sangha and all. To have an association of sadhu is very, very difficult. But by the grace of Krishna,
so if I think that death may come soon, I must do my bhajan now very urgently. That is good psychological.
Everyone, those who are pure devotees, understand like this.
No time to waste because it may be over.
Certainly Krishna arranged that way. Not a minute will be, should be. Krishna help. But no chance that you and myself could meet.
No.
But Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj called me in his last day. And I went there. And he told all to initiate with me, to meet with me.
Yeah.
And he requested me to help all others. So everyone knew me and helped me. He made the chance, that chance himself.
Krishna.
If I had not told,
yeah,
you could not meet me. By his grace we are meeting me.
Yeah.
And by telling him, when I saw, I heard, I became something so in sweet terms to you all. Especially towards you. I saw that you are very, very innocent and sincere people. You have no politics, nothing else. So I got an interest to meet you. In Kamal Swami, Kamal Krishna Maharaj, he is so intelligent and clever also. But for me, he becomes so sincere and becomes weak. Especially when we meet at Bombay. About Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very sweet song. Any beloved of Srila Prabhupada. He used to love this song so much.
I heard it before. That song by some Puri and devotees. And I didn't know where it was coming from, but it was very beautiful. Just the same song.
have asked, maybe they have some questions.
All my questions are in there.
Huh?
All my questions are under the pillow. No.
I have a question from something you said at the Krishna Balaram Mandir. You were speaking about Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and you said that this Maha Mantra has separation from Krishna, and that you used to sometimes think, why not just chant Radha Radha Krishna Krishna? That is more direct. Why Hare Krishna Hare Krishna? But then you learned from especially Jiva Goswami that Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has a mood of separation, and that is why Lord Chaitanya chanted. And then you said, our Prabhupada, he has spread it all over the world. So I wanted to hear more about how the Maha Mantra is in the mood of separation from Krishna.
There, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, conjugal, and meeting each other, Hare Krishna, then Hare Krishna. But when Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, there is separation. Then Srimati Radhika is telling Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. And in separation mood Radhika, Krishna tells Radhe Radhe, Hare Hare.
Hare, Hare.
This is separation. Both are beating to me.
And Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Rama Rama Hare, this is separation.
Hare Krishna is union, and Krishna
and
Krishna.
Hare Ram also union. But Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, this is most separation.
More separation.
In practice, we should chant like in that manner, separation. Because actually there is separation. We are not seeing Krishna. We are not meeting Krishna or Radhika. We chant Hare Hare Mani Radhike Radhike to please Krishna. And Krishna Krishna or Ram Ram to please Radhika. That both should be free. And in separation. I will speak about this more when I will have time to. Kya kirtan kar chhe re?
I was in Los Angeles. I read Lalita Madhava again. And it was so similar to be there that all this was very appropriate. And I was wondering what was the intention of Srila Rupa Goswami of writing this separate play? Why does he have Radha and Krishna get married? He even says Radha and Krishna, even though it's Satyamama Rukmini. So
but the devotees, which were not actually so much qualified for Braja Leela, so for them, anyhow to catch them and bring in Braja Rasa, he has done so. He has connected a link between Braja Leela and that. But actually they are manifestations of Radhika and Lalita Vishakha, not Radhika himself, not Lalita himself in God.
Not direct. In worshipping Giriraj, Govardhan.
Hare Namaha.
Om Govardhan Hare Namaha. Can you explain?
This is ordinary mantra.
Okay.
But as a general.
As general. But she worshipping him as Bhakta Bharya. She's worshipping as Bhakta Bharya. So she wants to know more about how to do that.
You can do how seva?
I wish.
How seva you can do? No mantra, nothing. Keep it on your eyes. Keep it in your heart. Keep it in your head. You like this and keeping. You can make his bath by your tears.
How can I begin to worship him in the proper way? The mood of Radha Krishna Lila.
By and by, he will manifest all these things in your heart. Gopis used to give Krishna by what mantra? And Sakha used to give him fruits and everything by what mantra? You know?
The gopis used to give Krishna fruits.
Or Sakha, or Yashodama used to give. Offer Krishna anything. Fruits, butter, makhan, roti, by what mantra?
No mantra. No mantra, just...
If you will be
so, for me
so qualified, then you can do by that. Thing.
But what if there's no adhikari?
How to approach that qualification? How to see what she wants to know is what to do. Get there.
Link with the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami, your Gurudev, your Holy Master, and it will come automatically. Where there is love, affection, no mantra is needed there. But yet, we are sadhaks, we should use mantra. But when a stage will come, mantra will go away. Only Hare Krishna, Radhikesha, Sri Krishna, Gopal, Hare Mukunda, Govindane, Nanda Kishore, Krishna, Ashi, Yashoda, Samyak, Prasuda, Shri Pallavi, Jeevan, Radhike.
Where is that? We have no mantra.
Huh?
Where is this mantra?
Mantra is in Bihar Bhagavata. And go in deep. Pen, jewels, from it, those who are hidden in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is a ocean of rush. You should go in very deep and bring.
But I think that we need help with the rough information to get those jewels. I can't get those jewels in my
body. Then pay anyone. You can die, you can bring, you can give you, you'll have to pay something.
I'll pay you. What's your price?
I will search anyone who can die.
Can you give it for cheap? It is very expensive. But you can bargain. just mercy, just in Hindu.
Things? Yes, I'm reading the 10th canto over and over.
Also read Bhaktivinoda Swami Sindhu and Ujjwala Mini also. It will give help to you in going deep.
Sometimes I think that last year, when I first was meeting with you, I was better. I was more hopeful and more excited. Now, I seem like I'm more like Vaidhi Bhakti now. It goes up and then down. And up. I think because maybe I did not see you so much this year.
Last time you had occasion to meet me.
Yeah. When I don't meet, I go down.
All will go away, then we can meet.
A person leaves and takes initiation from someone else and then comes back to you.
What he wants, we will see. If he wants to be reinitiated, or he has left that thing, or what he wants,
then you
he
have to
wants to remain with him, and what he has done, he only wants apologize.
Yeah.
What he wants, he
wants. I see. Yeah.
I'm satisfied in every way.
Yeah.
You should do bhajan.
Do
whether
bhajan.
You should do bhajan. Live there or here or anywhere.
Yeah.
You should be so.
Mm-hmm.
Uttam Mahabhagat or Madhyama Adhikari also sees like this.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing against anyone. Either he does offense to us or not. But we should be careful from Malvika.
This is Sri Prema Samputa by Vishwanath Chakravarti. It's very wonderful. So I have a question. Krishna, he comes disguised as a Sakhi and speaks with Radharani. So he's asking her, do you know Krishna's mind? Does Krishna know your mind?
Huh?
He asks Radharani, does Krishna, does he know your thoughts, the thoughts that you're having? Does Krishna know those thoughts? And do you know, if Krishna is not there, do you know what he is thinking? So Srimati Radhika answers that this conception is an illusion, that I know his thoughts and he knows my thoughts, because in reality Krishna and I have but one soul, and it is not possible for one soul to become two at any time. So I wanted to understand more that this Krishna and Radha are one soul and not two persons.
But we are not understanding.
It's, if I am very close to a person, I may know their thoughts, and I love them and they love me, but we are two persons. But she seems to be saying we are actually one person. So it is a little difficult to understand. One soul.
It is a sign of love. When anyone gives his heart to anyone, that person also gives his heart to that person. Krishna has told like so. Madannate na janantu tibhyo nahang manaspati. In Shrimad Bhagavatam. The meaning of this slok is that my ananya bhakta
accepts everything, heart and soul to me. And I also give them to. So our soul becomes one. This is Narvata pastime. So when I so near and dear this one. But soul are different. His soul is other. But he does for him and he does for myself. This is the one. In Naralila and in Tattvataha, by Tattva, Radha and Krishna are one. Radha, Krishna, Pranay, Vikriti, Hladini, Shakti, Smad, Ekatmana, one soul, yes sir. And for Vilas they have become two.
Adverse.
But this one and two are eternal. When in one, Radha and Krishna become one soul, is Chaitanya. And when they are two, is Radha and Krishna. But two things are eternal. They are two or they are one. When Mahabhava and Rasaraj Bhava both mix, then they become one soul. In Chaitanya.
And to to experience rasa, he becomes two.
Two.
But actually one.
So, only Advaita Gyanta with Krishna. No other soul. Nothing. Only one. Vedanti tattva vidas tattvam jati jnanam advayam no dvaya. No, there is no two. Very big. Only one. Krishna. Krishna to give siksha,
instruction
to others. He divides himself into, he becomes Radha, where in Bansiva. So from one he becomes two. So there is only one thing of Vedanta purpose.
Understand.
Expansion. To taste and to give siksha. So Radha and Krishna are really one. But for Vilas they are always two, eternal two. If we have so much friendship with us, as a sister should do towards his Gurudev, there should be one in soul. And that is called Vishram Bhav.
Intimate. One.
Then Guru Shishya has, disciple has nothing.
No separate interest.
No. He has given, dedicated himself in the feet of lotus feet of his spiritual master. Then they become one. Tumare ichhaye mor ichhaye nishayibu. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has written like this. Tumare ichhaye, I have mixed my wish, every wishes in your wish. I have no separate wish, nothing. You can utilize yourself in any way. I'm yours. But that yours, it denotes that yours, there is some
separation.
But he tells that is separation is not there. Only one. If you love anyone, we can give everything, like wishes and all things to that person. That is the mood there. And by tattva, they are certainly one. And by love, they are one. I don't know rather than Krishna.
Good meaning in this.
Ratkal has told in 8th slope of 6th chapter.
Ashri Shabha Padratam.
Ashri Shabha Padratam Kinastu Mam अदर्शनान मर्महतान करुतिगा जथा तथा दधातु लंपटो सप्राण नाथस्तु नाप पाइक वन चीयर फादर वांट्स टू
embrace me
yeah. And he other he wants to
trample me under the feet
and he can use me any way. That is anything
or one other.
I think that you know. Only.
No, I didn't.
You know all the people.
You have said that an expert person like Vishwanath Chakravarti, he sees rasika meaning even in early cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. So. I don't always have his commentary, but sometimes now when I read, I try to see something like that. And I, for example, I was reading Bali Maharaj and Vamandev. So Bali Maharaj gave everything; he gave his body to the Lord, and then he suffered so much shame because he did this. So I thought, oh, this is like the gopis. He's not in Madhurya, but they also give everything and they have to tolerate so much shame. So is it all right to compare any pure bhakta to the highest standard of the gopis, or to bring the gopis in like that?
Like all sloks in the beginning. Janma Dasharata. Janma Adi Jataha Adi. Adi Adi means Adi Rasa. Adya Rasa. Adya Eva Madhura Rasa. Adya, what is called Adya Rasa?
Adi Rasa is Madhurya Rasa. Yeah.
Because every Rasa is in Madhurya Rasa. From Madhurya Rasa everything has been come out. Like Krishna is Adi, Anadi. Swami, Brahma, Sarvakaran Karana. From him, Baladev, Chaturbhyuha, Narayan, Ram, all other avatars, Vibhutis, Kala, Anusa, manifestation, everything come out from Krishna. So everything is in Krishna. So Adharas is Madhuras. From Madhuras, Vatsalya, Sakya, Dasya, Harshadbhut Karna Rasa, all other Tal Rasa comes out from Adi Rasa Mane. So it has come from Radha and Krishna both Yuga. Anya Vyatireka, Anvaya Itaratasya, Anvaya and Vyatireka. Following?
Some of the words, no.
Anva means
Anya Nichritascha.
Anvayadi Itaratascha. Anva means in helpful way. No word. Anva means what we want, it is Anva.
Favorable.
Favorable. And unfavorable. Anva and Vyatire. This Srishti has been done. Everything come out from Krishna. Jeeva is also Krishnamsa.
Part of Krishna.
Chetan.
Yeah, conscious.
Jeeva is also Chetan, yeah. Conscious.
Same qualities as
Krishna. Same qualities, but in part.
Yeah.
Maya is opposite to Chetan, but yet. So everything is coming from out from Anvaibhav. But how Jeeva, being a Chetan Vastu, he is revolved in a Chetan Jada Prakriti. and he wants to taste pleasure.
The jeev wants to taste, mm-hmm. sense pleasure.
This is against the principle of Chetan. Mm-hmm. But how it comes? Vyatireka. Vyatireka means by Krishna Sakti Aghatan Patiyasi Mahamaya.
Yes.
So this is Vyatireka. And by Mane, from Chit Sakti, Chit Srishti comes. From Tatastha Sakti, Jeev comes. From Maya Sakti, Jar Jagat comes. This is Anvaya. But being a Chetan, he is involved in Jada. We think that this body is myself and all these things are mine. How it comes? By Aghatan Pagatan Patiyasi Shakti. Aghatan Pagatan Patiyasi, you know, that which cannot be done is done by that Maya. That is Mahamaya.
He is bewildered by the Maya.
So, this is Vyatire. Here, Anvaya Vyatire has another meaning. Separation and meeting. Meeting is some bhogras. And separation is vipralambha bhava. Prem has two sides.
Yeah.
One side vipralambha, one side
union.
If there is one of them not there,
incomplete
prem. So here, meaning that when Radha and Krishna are feeling separation, this is vyatire. And when they are meeting and prem by chitta and so many things are going on, mahabhava, then it is anvaya. Both are efficient in madhur rasa, conjugal rasa. Where Brahma cannot know all these things. Only Sukhdeva Goswami, by the mercy of Vyasadeva, can know all these things. So there are so many good meaning hidden in first stroke of Srimad Bhagavatam. Also in second, Nigama Kalpa Taru Urgalitanam Phalam. So Madhur Rasa is there.
Yeah. Rasi Kam.
So all are the explanation of first slow from bottom to top. Anyhow, they add something to Madhur Rasa. Add one help.
Yes.
So everyone, everything, what to tell all these things, Krishna has done. Has gone to Gocharana to with cows. No? Today, tomorrow was yesterday was Gopashtami. Krishna is going to cowherd. Why he went? He will freely see gopis. That was the main thing. No use of cowherding or going anywhere. Only for this fact, he used to go to cowherding. So everything. Yashodama is calling Srimati Radhika in his house for cooking. This is only for adding something to Madhur Rasa. So everything. He is taking Govardhan on his hand. Only it to give something to Madhur Rasa. So whole Srimad Bhagavat has come from Golok Vrindavan to this place by Guru Parampara. And Srimad Bhagavat has been done only to show the Radhika or Gopis prem to Krishna. All other things have been described everywhere in Padma Purana, in all Puranas. But this thing is not explained anywhere else. So Srimad Bhagavat is for Radha Prema. Gopi. So everything is to help this Madhuga. So we can, if we will have this thing in mind,
yeah,
then we can
see the meanings.
See the ourselves. Meanings,
yeah,
of all the slokas that are very attribute means.
Very.
Adding more.
They add, supplement or add?
Supplementary.
Yeah, supplementary.
Every chapter. Mm. Like a Vritrasurba.
Yes.
Like a anything. Mm. Anything.
Bankhandi Mahadev, then Govinda Dev, and then Ramnath, Lala Babu Mandir, Brahma Prada, and then Gopishwar Mahadev, Vansi Lord, Hir Samir, Jamuna Tire, Vasati Bane, Ban Mali, there even. Hir Samir, Yamuna Tire, Vasati Bane, Ban Mali, Jade. Jade Goswami has written this. Very good thing. Hirasami means that when Krishna did Ras, for a Brahmaratri. Brahmaratri. Do you know Brahmaratri?
Night of Brahma?
Brahma.
Yeah.
And Chandra stayed at a place and was seen and all the ladies of Devakas and gods in Iman, they have seen Krishna and the Lord, and they became faint in the laps of their husband. This became open
here.
Of hairs. Yeah. And flowers went up to Krishna and Gopis. And their titan,
yeah,
all red was a fuse. And at that time, they are become stand, watching Rasa. So Dhira Samire, Jamuna Tire, on the bank of Jamuna, Pavandev, and the air became quite stuck down, watching and watching. He forget to
blow
the door. So there is Dhir Samir. He went also. We returned about 12.
You bathed in Yamuna?
No.
No.
We have no bath. Sarsna. All are in fever. Most of Brahmacharis and Yatri. Also, from 5 days, he had no less than 100, 200, 300, 400.
I was thinking for myself, it is too much to pray that I may become reborn as in Gopi Bhava next life. So may I pray that before I die, I can understand that Gopi Bhava is the goal of life. And then that ambition, that's sufficient ambition.
When you pray that in pure Rasika Siddhanta Vaishnava, be the Vaishnava, their association should
complete. Next slide.
This is the best thing. If that association is found, everything what we need.
I think Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he prays like that. I may be born not as a Brahma, but as an insect, but with the Vaishnava.
Uddhava and Narada is also done like that.
Wherever I may go, may I have the association of Rasika. The other night in Mathura, you spoke a little bit about Hare Krishna mantra in the mood of separation. Now you said that when we say Hare Krishna, that is Sambhog, Radharani and Krishna, then Krishna Krishna is separation. And then you said, another time I will speak some more about this. So I wondered what, if you could speak some more about how when we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, we can understand more that this is the mood of separation.
Jiva Goswami has explained each name, each meaning. Raghunath Das Goswami has also tested like so.
I've seen.
And Gopal Guru has done also in other way. But something is common to all and all. When we chant, no thoughts comes, but gradually it can come. When our mind is calm and peaceful, hello, and morning, then it, when we will chant, Shri, that at that time we can help like Jiva Goswami, Gopal Guru, Raghunath Das Goswami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has just said this. The meaning of Krishna they have told that way. But Karsan Krishna, Karsan means to attract. Attract with his bent body and took her to Nidhavan Arsana in Punja. Hari Harati Radha Manaha to Punja. Krishna Ram Vaidabdhi Sara Sarvaswa Srimati Radhika. Vaidabdhi Sari, you know, she is so Rashika. As Krishna is Rashika, she is Rashika. Sha, Sarvaswa, everything is Srimati Radhika. The Murti, Murti means
form
of Vaidabdhi Rashika. Srimati Radhika. She, Krishna, tests all these things. Where? In Punjab. So, Krishna is now there, at that time, around. So, each meaning there. But it is so hard for us we can chant Hare Krishna, but in the same time, all meanings.
I have read those meanings, but when I chant, those meanings don't come.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. How fast it will come, all the meanings. But one by one, deeply. But it should come. In one round, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. We can get in emphasis to Hare, then Krishna, then Krishna.
In one round, give attention to Hare. In another round, give attention to Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna doing, and emphasis on one Hare. When it ends, then Hare Krishna, then Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. I think that all will be so easy and so hard and natural when Shuddha Sat will come. So how should the Sattva can be had in our heart?
Thank you.